And Hulu is making some changes. After a decade offering free streaming of movies and television, the company says no longer. It will move exclusively to its premium subscription service, something more like Netflix. So is free online TV dead? Let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Ed Lee is managing editor at Recode. He joins us now. Ed, welcome back.
Thanks.
Well, explain what's happening here at Hulu.
Well, Hulu, as for those who may not know, is a sort of a streaming TV service where you get to watch shows from, you know, the major networks like NBC and ABC and Fox. And for when it launched years ago, the idea was you could now watch your shows, your favorite shows, network shows online for free. And, you know, it was ad supported. So just the way that you would, you know, watch regular television, network television, which is free to air, supported by advertising. This was the same thing, except it's online.
And what's several happening days now later, right? I mean, you would be able to see it several days later.
Exactly. That was a key aspect to it. But they're getting rid of that part of the service. So from going forward, you will have to pay for Hulu service. And, you know, similar to like what Netflix is, at least in terms of a payment model, a every month payment model.
But when it comes to Netflix, you've got a lot of original programming that people subscribe in order to get. Is Hulu going to have to boost its original programming to compete?
Yeah, it absolutely will. That's definitely the name of the game for any online streaming service, especially because a lot of the content that these guys had, at least at the outset, were the same kinds of content you get elsewhere now. So in order to compete against each other, you have to have originals that, you know, that other people won't have, which is really what HBO sort of figured out decades ago, right?
Yeah.
Which is why you have very popular HBO originals now.
So is free online TV dead, or will people be able to find it elsewhere?
It's dead. It's effectively dead. And what I mean by that is, you know, we should define our terms. I mean, television, in at least in the terms of the way we think of it, right? What we see on network TV or cable TV, you're going to have to pay to get that stuff no matter what going forward. Of course, there's still YouTube and all other kinds of sort of services out there that have free video and that could consider entertainment. And those things are free. But the TV stuff we're used to seeing, you're going to have to pay for. And that's because the TV programmers, the companies that produce them, are sort of locking you into a certain system, you know, economic system, where you have to pay for things and in some cases pay for things as well as watch commercials.
How big is Hulu compared to Netflix at this point?
So it's much smaller. And maybe a few months ago, it announced it had about 12 million paying subscribers. And I think probably now it's 13 million plus. Netflix has about 47 million, 48 million in the U.S. paying subscribers or subscribers. And so the yards difference, right? But again, Hulu is building up its services as well as its original programming. So there's a good chance that they'll be able to get more subscribers to come in.
I want to ask you about something else that is going on in the world of tech. Many Instagram users may notice or may have noticed that there's this new feature on there that looks very much like Snapchat. What's going on there?
Right. So Instagram unveiled a new feature called Snapchat Stories, which, interestingly enough, is a similar feature or almost exactly the same feature you find in Snapchat called Snapchat Stories. And what it really is it lets users create and share videos. And they're about 10 seconds long. And they tend to be more raw looking, but that's basically it. It doesn't seem like that huge of a thing, but the fact that they named it the same thing and has the same exact functionality and even some of the icons look very much the same is interesting. They're copying it, basically.
Why is that such a popular thing? You're basically taking a picture, maybe you're turning it into a short video, but adding like words or putting a little piece of clip art on the bottom of it or whatever.
Right. Exactly. I don't personally quite get it, frankly, but it's very popular with the young people. And, you know, Snapchat just started as a way to sort of a pithy way to sort of communicate with your friends. It's turned into something bigger. It has video. It has a lot more things going on with it. It's more raw. And I think there's a certain authenticity or at least perceived authenticity to content that looks like that, which is what people like about it. Whereas Instagram is a far more kind of curated thing, I guess you want to call it. The pictures are much more beautiful. They're much more sort of set up in a way. So it's a really different feeling between the two. And I think for younger folks, at least, they gravitate towards Snapchat because of the sense of authenticity, I guess.
Does it surprise you, though, that Instagram, which has its own thing going on and is very popular just doing what it has been doing, would want to copy one of its competitors like that instead of just saying, we're going to do what we do well?
Well, it's always a race for the next demographic, right? The younger people, because that's where your future is going to come in. And they don't want to lose that ability. Also, even for its regular existing users on Instagram, they're just sharing less, right? So they've noticed that happening and they figured we need to do something to get people be more active on the service. Something like Snapchat with disappearing messages and disappearing videos, it feels more urgent, right? You have to always be checking out, otherwise you're going to miss something. And I think that's another factor in why Instagram sort of updated or added this part of the features.
And you think Snapchat's worried?
They definitely are worried because Instagram still has many, many more users. It's owned by Facebook. They've got deep pockets. And, you know, they could very well steal their thunder with this.
That's Ed Lee, a managing editor at Recode, talking with us about Instagram and before that, Hulu, both rolling out some big changes. Ed, thanks so much.
Anytime.